الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers, welcome to another episode of our series. And today's topic is very, very important. And it's a bit lengthy too. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, 30 Dajjals will be born in my ummah. Each one of them will claim that he is a prophet. And it is mentioned in another narration that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, the day of judgment will not occur until two big groups fight each other and they both will make the same claim until about 30 Dajjals appear, each one of them will claim that he is the Prophet of Allah. Astaghfirullah al-Azim wa atubu ilayh. Dear viewers, today we are going to talk about false prophets, i.e. those who made a false claim of prophethood. Keep in mind that it is our belief that the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the last and final prophet. No prophet can appear after him. Now this is also one of the signs of Judgment Day that false prophets will appear. And in today's episode we will learn about these very false claimants of prophethood. Now let me begin by telling you something about those false prophets. Remember one thing, that amongst these false claimants, two accursed ones were those who claimed to be prophets in the lifetime of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes. These were the two accursed men about whom we will speak today. One of them was Musaylimah Kadhab, and the other was Aswad Anasi. In the lifetime of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Firoz Wailmi and a companion of the Prophet alaihi salam killed Aswad Anasi. And Firoz Wailmi radiyallahu ta'ala knocked him down, got on top of his chest and killed him. But Musaylimah Kadhab was killed and sent to hell by the armies in the time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. And thus these claimants of prophethood were annihilated, they were killed. First of all, Aswad Anasi, let's talk about him. He was an accursed person, a false claimant of prophethood. The noble companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum tried on many occasions to stop him and tried to rebuke him regarding this false claim of prophethood. And when his false claim appeared, first of all, Zuhayb bin Kulayb radiallahu anhu, who was the first person to embrace Islam in Yemen, he stopped that individual. When he claimed to be a prophet and forced people to utter his own shahada, Sayyidina Zuhayb bin Kulayb radiallahu anhu strictly prohibited him and stopped him and also advised people against him. But what did this accursed person do? He was so cruel and accursed that he arrested Sayyidina Zuhayb bin Kulayb radiallahu anhu and threw him into burning fire. Look at the greatness of Allah Almighty, that he had such a strong belief in the finality of prophethood, Khatmun Nubuwa, and was the one who was willing to give his life for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the honor of the Messenger of Allah alaihi wasallam, that when he was thrown into the fire, let alone his body, not even a single part of his clothes were burnt. He came out of the fire unharmed. When this news reached Medina, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he stated tremendous remarks regarding him, and they were as follows: that this is the person in my ummah who, like Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, remained safe from the flames of the burning fire. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an loudly said, Alhamdulillah, in the ummah of our Holy Prophet alayhi salam, Allah Almighty has created such a person who remained safeguarded from burning in the flames of fire, just like Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Now, Aswad Anasi not only made a false claim of prophethood, but he also rebelled and killed Shahr bin Bazan and captured his wife Marzabana. Now, when this news reached the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he wrote to the companions and devotees of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam of that time, whether collectively or by any other means, you must eradicate the evil and mischief of Aswad Anasi. Now, the faithful devotees of the Holy Prophet alaihi wasallam gathered at a place, made a plan, and wrote to Marzabana, who was the wife of Shahr bin Bazan. What was the content of that letter? You are living in that person's house who killed your husband and your father. You should help us against him. The woman, she replied, "In my opinion, the worst person in the entire universe is the one who killed my father as well as my husband, and who has forcefully kidnapped me as well." Since correspondence had taken place with Marzabana, a path was mentioned. The companions broke a wall and got into the house at night and killed that accursed person. Remember that 1,000 guards were present outside his house, but the companions very tactfully attacked them and exterminated them from the world. And thus the existence of that accursed person came to an end. As soon as Aswad Anasi was killed, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had already told the companions, "Tonight Aswad Anasi has been killed. A blessed individual, a blessed person has killed him, and his name is Firoz." And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam uttered a beautiful statement mentioning that Firoz has succeeded. Now let's talk about Musaylimah Kadhab. Now, dear viewers, this accursed, ignorant individual made a false claim of prophethood in the lifetime of the Holy Prophet alaihi wasallam. But he was not obliterated from the face of the earth in the lifetime of the Holy Prophet alaihi wasallam. Rather, the first Khalifa of the Muslims, the companion in the cave and the grave, Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu anhu, sent troops from his organized army against him, and Musaylimah Kadhab was destroyed and ruined. But remember that this person, Musaylimah Kadhab, was the chief of a tribe, Banu Hanifa. And it was against them that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu performed jihad. And after battle, Sayyidina Wahshi radiallahu anhu, a companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, killed and sent that accursed apostate to hell. Some people of his group were also killed, and others embraced Islam again. How difficult was it to compete against Musaylimah Kadhab, the power and strength that he possessed with the army? You can acknowledge that from the fact that when Abu Jahl was killed during the time of the Holy Prophet alayhi salam, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam performed a prostration of gratitude, sajdatu shukr, in celebration of this enemy of Allah, Abu Jahl, departing from the world. And when Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu received news of Musaylimah Kadhab's killing, he also performed a prostration of gratitude. Yes. Now Musaylimah Kadhab came to Medina Sharif with his tribe Banu Hanif. He had visited the Holy Prophet alayhi salam before, and he had embraced faith in him. But later he renounced his faith and became a disbeliever, and asked the Holy Prophet alayhi salam to make him his partner in his prophethood, ma'adallah. And he asked for it to be shared with him. And he used to say, "Oh, appoint me as your successor." Now he would say to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, "If you make me your successor or a partner in your prophethood," meaning if you give me a share, "then I will pledge allegiance to you," meaning on that condition. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave an excellent reply, and at that time he had the branch of a palm tree in his hand. He alayhi salam said, "Even if you ask for a share in prophethood equal to this stick," i.e. even if you ask me for the stick, you will not get it. When he failed and was disappointed in the court of the Holy Prophet alayhi salam, he himself proclaimed prophethood and got the people of Yamama to side with him, and he started to lead them astray and make them apostates. He made alcohol and adultery lawful. He annulled the obligation of Salah. Similarly, he founded many types of deceitful beliefs, wrong beliefs. Let me tell you some of them in detail. He announced that it was not necessary to offer Salah while keeping the face in a particular direction. Hence, one can offer salah while keeping his face in whatever direction he wants. Rather, he said that offering salah in a particular direction is a sign of disbelief and shirk, ma'adallah. And he said, while offering salah, it should be said that I am offering salah without any direction. The second belief was that he said Muslims have two prophets, one Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the other is Musaylimah. And every ummah should have at least two prophets, ma'adallah. This is what he claimed. Thirdly, he believed that those who followed Musaylimah were called Rahmaniyah, and they would translate Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim as in the name of Musaylimah's Lord, who is the most merciful. Astaghfirullah. He imposed false and fabricated beliefs. He tried to change the entire form of Islam. He wrote a book like the Holy Quran as well, and the people who followed him did not consider it less than the Holy Quran. And this was the book that they recited in Salah. They would consider the recitation of that book a virtue. Astaghfirullah. Now, apart from this satanic book, Musaylimah Kadhab also showed tricks to lead people astray. He used to took an egg from a hen and put it into vinegar. And if the egg is kept in vinegar for a whole night, it softens. So he softened the egg and put it in a bottle with a small opening. Now, nowadays children do such things, and he did this at that time. And when the day broke, the egg became hard. So he called the people and he said, tell me who can put such a big egg in a bottle like this? The people were surprised, and they were foolish people as well, you can say, that because of such a trivial trick, they began to believe him as their prophet. Ma'adallah. They began to embrace faith in him. Now, people brought a child to him. Now, pay attention to this, dear viewers. A child was brought to Musaylimah Kadhab. He stroked the child's head with his hand, because people used to say, if you stroke your hand over someone's head or touch someone, we will gain blessings from it. Now, dear viewers, stroking the child's head with his hand proved to be so unfortunate that the child became bald. He lost all his hair. Now, once a woman came to him and said, our fields are constantly drying. The water of the well has decreased. We have heard that when the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam put his saliva, his blessed saliva, into water, the water would start to overflow. You should also do something similar. You should also pray. Now, this liar, Musaylimah Kadhab, he consulted with his advisors, and he also went to a well and spat into it. Astaghfirullah. Because of the evil influence of his filthy saliva, all the water of the well dried up. On one hand, there is the blessed saliva of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whereas on the other hand, there is the spit of this accursed liar which dried all the water of the well. Once this liar heard that the Holy Prophet alaihi salam applied his saliva on the eyes of Sayyidina Ali, karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem, and as a result, the eyes, they gained shifa. Whatever affliction Sayyidina Ali was facing, it was removed. So what do you think he did? Musaylimah applied his saliva to the eyes of patients as well. And the evil influence of his saliva was that whomsoever he would apply his saliva to became blind. Allahu Akbar. Now, dear viewers, so many things went wrong. Neither did he take lessons from this, and nor did his followers. So he had foolish followers, and they started to obey him, carry out his commands. And one of his devotees came to him and said, most of my children have died. Only two sons are left. Please pray for their long life. He prayed and said, go, your younger son will live for 40 years. Now, that person was foolish. He happily went home. And when he reached home, sad news awaited him, that one of his sons had been torn to pieces by a wolf. The other had fallen into a well and died. Now, these were very odd people. How foolish were they? All of these things were happening before their eyes, yet they blindly followed him. It's as if they had blindfolds over their eyes. And it seemed that there was a seal upon their hearts. Anyway, the first Khalifa of the Muslims, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, sent out an army under the command of Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu. This army consisted of 24,000 soldiers. Now, Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu was commanded to take this army, so he left with the 24,000 soldiers in order to fight against Musaylima, Kazzab, and exterminate this turmoil, this fitna. Now, the troops in opposition to the Muslims, they consisted of 40,000 soldiers. Yes, 40,000 soldiers advanced from the side of Musaylima Kazzab. And this battle continued for a long time. And finally, Allah Almighty granted the Muslims success, victory. And the accursed liar, Musaylima, was killed by Sayyidina Wahshi radiallahu anhu. Now, Sayyidina Wahshi radiallahu ta'ala was the same individual who martyred Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu earlier in his life, before he was a Muslim. Before Sayyidina Wahshi was a Muslim, he martyred Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu. And here he killed Musaylima Kazzab. And he used to say a famous statement, he used to say, "I killed the best person of Islam." And he was regretful and remorseful over this. The Prophet ﷺ accepted his tawbah. And now he killed Musaylima Kazzab, an expiation. As an expiation, he would say, "Allah has granted me this opportunity that the one who was the biggest enemy of the Prophet ﷺ amongst the disbelievers, a liar and a claimant of prophethood, this is a favor upon me that he was killed at my hands." Meaning I was the one who killed him, Musaylima Kazzab. Now in this battle, 10,000 men of Musaylima's army were killed. Anyhow, dear viewers, this was a brief account of the two unfortunate people who claimed prophethood, some information regarding them. Now let us continue speaking about the false claimants of prophethood. In the era of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Talha bin Khuwaylid al-Asadi, he also claimed prophethood, but later he repented and embraced Islam. As well as this, there was a woman, Saja bint Suwaid. She also claimed to be a prophetess. She had a large army, and the great chiefs of Arabia stood by her. She was a cruel woman. She always used to travel on a wolf. And what she did, she married Musaylima Kazzab, Allahu Akbar. Now he was the same ill-fated person who had claimed to be a prophet in the lifetime of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, as we've just heard. But when this woman married him, she entrusted her prophethood, her so-called prophethood, to him. And she herself abdicated. Now, one of the false claimants of prophethood was Mukhtar Saqafi as well. He claimed to be a prophet too. And he used to write this phrase in his letters, "Min al-Mukhtari Rasulillah," from Mukhtar, the Prophet of Allah. Ma'adallah, astaghfirullah. Now, apart from these individuals, a famous poet of Arabic literature, Mutanabbi, also claimed to be a prophet. But later he repented and embraced Islam. So besides these, many other false claimants of prophethood also appeared. Now, a lot of time is required to discuss all of those people. So we're just going to discuss one of them. And this individual, he appeared closer to our time. His name was Mirza Ali Muhammad Dabab. Now his real name was Ali Muhammad, and his father's name was Muhammad Raza, who was a businessman of Shiraz. Now Mirza Ali Muhammad founded the sect Babism, and he was so ill-fated that Ma'adallah, he used to say, "Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Ali radiallahu anhu have pledged allegiance to me. We seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." This is what he would say. He used to say, "I am a combination of both of them, and my name is Ali Muhammad." Astaghfirullah. He also said, "Just like a person cannot enter a house without a door, similarly, without beholding me and without taking permission from me, nobody can reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or his religion." Astaghfirullah. Now, after listening to this nonsense, his followers were foolish. They gave him the title the Bab, meaning the door, based on his statement. He was called Babi because of the reference to the door. Now listen to some of the beliefs of this corrupt sect, Babism. He says God is not hidden anywhere, rather he is present in ourselves. So when we look into ourselves, that is the day to meet him. This meeting is not associated with Judgment Day, rather it pertains to our life. The second bizarre belief that they held was that they believed because of their rank that their Quran is superior to the Quran of the Muslims by many degrees. Ma'adallah, astaghfirullah. Now the third belief was that the hereafter means the life of piety and sin. If a person is a sinner, he dies, but as soon as he comes to the pious, he becomes alive. I, quitting the life of sins and joining the pious is the hereafter. They said Judgment Day is nothing but this. So they denied actual resurrection and rising. Another thing, he began to call people towards himself through artificial worships. And this was based on pretense. He used to pretend to be a great worshipper in front of people. And that's how he made people become closer to him. In 1260 after Hijri, he claimed to be Imam Mahdi. And then later he claimed to be a prophet as well. When he was asked for a miracle, he said, "My writing and speech are miracles. What else can be a greater miracle than this, that I myself compose 1,000 couplets in one day only?" The people around him were so foolish that they began to be enticed, lured by his words. Now this mischievous person had such a great influence over Iran for 5 years. And finally he was imprisoned at the Chehrik Castle, and in 1265 AH he was killed and sent to hell. So dear viewers, we've just touched upon some false claimants of prophethood. Some were found in the lifetime of the Prophet alayhi salam, and some closer to our time, just as we touched upon the final individual who founded the Babism sect. And like this, people will continue to appear and they will claim prophethood until in the end of times, the Dajjal will also claim to be a prophet. So we seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from false claimants of prophethood. May Allah jalla wa ala embed in our hearts and strengthen this aqeedah in our hearts that the beloved Prophet alayhi salam is the final prophet of Allah. This is our belief and we believe in this with certainty. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never let this belief of ours become weak. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from the shayateen, from both jinn and humankind who put evil whispers and try to influence the hearts of people, try to corrupt them and misguide them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us death upon this aqeedah that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the seal of all prophets. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect each and every one of us. Until the next episode where we bring another sign of the hour, a sign of Judgment Day, keep safe and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you protected under the shade of His mercy. Ameen, bijahin Nabi al-Ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.